Rocking the Lakes and Mountains 104.9 The Hog. Zach here with you on a beautiful Monday afternoon. The sun has finally arrived. It's broken. We're over 60 degrees. Spring has sprung. And I'm joined here by a couple people that I've been chatting with the past week or so, trying to finagle a time to have them come in. They got a really cool show coming to the Hatbox Theater in the Steeplegate Mall. I'm joined by Danger T, the psychic, and Brandy Wells, the medium. Thank you very much for the psychic and the medium for coming in today.
Yeah,
well, thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us. Yeah.
Now, awesome. I know there is a difference between a medium and a psychic, but I can't. I can't really describe the difference. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, we can kind of narrow it down for you.
Thank you.
Every intuitive receives their information a little bit differently. Some people can visually see things. Some people can hear things. Some people smell things. Some people just get emotions.
Mm-hmm.
As a psychic, I it comes in for me as just a sense of knowing. So I will just kind of know that, you know, you don't like purple, or I will just comes in as knowing for me. So I perceive information, and that's how it comes in for me. But everybody does it differently. Brandy?
So as the medium, I look at people as a field of energy. And in your energy field, I pick up on low or thick vibrations. And that is where your energy has been disrupted. And I'm able to connect with past loved ones, PTSD, mm-hmm. Things that have been traumatic to your system, to your energy body. And I love hearing the results of pinpointing those things, revealing the message. I always say the message is the gift that you get for discovering those things in somebody's energy body. And that's where we end up hearing message. Yeah.
When did you each discover that you had these gifts to help people?
Well, that's the eternal question, because everybody's asked me that for a long time, and I can't pinpoint it to a specific time because it's always just kind of been there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to say probably about 18 years ago, around the year 2000, is when I finally said, all right, enough. I'm going to start meditating. I'm going to start reading books. I'm going to start doing research and getting it done. So it's been a journey.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that you always feel like there's something there. And then, let's explore and see what else there is to this.
Exactly.
Very nice. Similar to you, Brandy?
For me, as a child, I was around 8 years old when I started being able to do astral projection, which is the ability for your soul to leave your body and return. And I would be able to close my eyes, leave, come back. And through that, I believe it was a shift in my vibrational energy, and I was able to choose. And the best way to describe this is those students in my classes that were coming from broken homes, that really needed help, the children with disabilities, I was drawn to them to help them because I was aware of their vibration. Mm-hmm. So I've always been a person who can, I'm a healer.
Yeah.
I'm a healer. I actually worked with individuals with disabilities for 20 years before coming into this field. So I really feel that for me, it was around 8 years old, I was able to connect with my soul in that way.
Yeah.
Do you think is everyone able to astral project, or
yes.
is it everyone can?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I believe that everyone is connected to the divine realm. We are all connected. I've just chosen to hone in on it. And just like anything, you know, it's a muscle. The more you work at it, the stronger it becomes.
Okay.
I'm just really attuned to doing that work and lighting the way for others.
There you go.
Yeah.
As far as astral projection goes, everybody can do it. Not everybody takes their consciousness with them. So we all do it when we go to sleep.
Gotcha.
A lot of people don't remember it. Most people don't remember it. But some people, like Brandy, can take their consciousness with them and recall those experiences. So,
because you do hear those stories now and then from people that have connected with people that they don't know, that they've never met these people, but yet they have some sort of weird connection that they draw back to.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, I just remember hearing, with the theory of astral projection, if that's what, you know, they're going on,
right. That's
how they've connected. And I've always found that to be a kind of neat idea that you're able to do that. And we only understand a small part of how our minds work.
Yeah, everybody has said for years that it's 10%. I think it's way less than that.
Depending on the person,
I
agree
course.
With you.
I always say that you're a spirit in a human experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we as humans, we see ourselves as this one being, and what you see is...
Yeah,
you know what you get, but it's so much deeper than that. You're a soul in a human experience.
Yeah, You almost have to look at it like you're playing a video game, like you're in control of this body down here on Earth and you're going through life doing your thing. That's because there is a higher consciousness, and that's the guy playing the video game, and that's your soul.
Talking with Danger T, the psychic, and Brandy Wells, the medium. They have a show coming up at the Hatbox Theater inside the Steeplegate Mall in Concord, May 3rd. You guys have been helping heal people and helping people through a lot of traumatic experiences and when they're in crisis for a number of years. Have you found people to be more believers and skeptics, or vice versa, or kind of right in the middle, 50-50?
There's a healthy mix.
Okay.
If you had asked me this question 15 years ago, I would say a lot more skeptics. But we're going through an awakening now. Everybody's kind of realizing that it's not all BS. And, you know, everybody, I mean, almost everybody you can talk to has had some kind of experience or another where, like, deja vu or seeing something that you didn't think you saw or something like that. And everybody's had one of those. Now there are people who just flat out deny it. And, you know, those are the true skeptics. But everybody, I think everybody's had an experience, and everybody's opening up just a little bit.
I actually love skeptics.
Yeah.
I joke it's like breaking a horse.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. It's really fascinating to me when I have someone come into a spirit circle, you know, open forum messaging, and they start witnessing these accounts of true validation with connection to someone's soul or to their loved ones or to experiences that are exclusive to an individual. And I have some fun stories around that. Yeah. So, we'll be sharing those at, you know, some of our events. So,
of course. Yeah, actually, we invite the skeptics. If come sit in the theater and just watch it happen. If, you know, if you're still a skeptic, that's fine. But at least, you know, give it a chance.
All right. Well, they've got an opportunity to do that. It's May 3rd at the Hatbox Theater in the Steeplegate Mall. A great opportunity for a skeptic or believer just to go and experience it. If they are a believer, maybe they have had an experience. Again, you want to see more of it and try to understand more of it. And a portion of the proceeds are going to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, correct?
Yes.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which is a great organization. Why don't you guys, of all the organizations, why that one?
For me, I have had numerous, I mean, I bet on average 6 to 10 readings a week where someone is directly affected by suicide. And this is either through the loss of a loved one or helping someone who is in that low vibration and trying to see the light in their life and find their soul's purpose. Everyone has a purpose. And helping someone to see that is enlightening. And so we're really honored to support this organization, and the New Hampshire chapter will be at this event. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost exactly the same for me. I did have a very good friend who took his own life a couple of years back. And when Brandy brought up what we were going to go with for an organization, that just resonated with me. So yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great event. Again, May 3rd, Hatbox Theater in the Steeplegate Mall. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll chit-chat a little bit more. Sound good?
Awesome. Sounds wonderful.
We'll continue rocking the lakes and mountains on 104.9 The Hawk.